Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don. Giving a mic on, dress like a million bucks, bucks, things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
To the voice, come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show.
I was talking with my wife, and she said something her father always used to tell her. Pop Bridges used to tell her all the time. Just because you can do something don't mean you should do it. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've had to learn that in my life. You know, just because you can do something does not necessarily mean you should do it. You know, I could tell people off oftentimes, but it don't mean I should do it. You know, I could go here and set the record straight a lot of times, but it don't mean I should do it. Well, I've learned a lot in that lesson, folks. And because I have a relationship with my Creator, what it's done is it's allowed me to learn even more how to stay still on a lot of issues that's troubling me. It's taught me over the years, I've learned it the hard way, I do want you to understand that, that sometimes it's better to be still. Sometimes it's better to just let God handle a situation. That's hard to say. And I know it's hard to say because we think as people, but if I do this, I would feel better. If I do this, they would know it's coming from me. If I do this, now they'll feel how I feel. See, but that's not always the best way, though, I've found in my life. See, sometimes you got to, like old people used to say, you got to let go and let God. Sometimes you got to do that. I'm going to tell you something, man. I learned a lot from my mother being a Sunday school teacher. But, you know, at the same time, when I was young, I thought she was just an old person just talking to me. I didn't get it. You know how you talked, you know, how your parents used to talk to you and you didn't get it. And they used to always say, well, wait till you have your own kids. You'll get it then. And sure enough, you got it then. Well, I'm the same way. I'm no different. You know, I don't have no different life than you. You know, I have no different upbringing than you. I don't have no different ways that I can live and you can't. You know, I got to live by the same laws of the land that you got to live by. I got to obey the principles of success. If I want to be successful, I got to obey them. And, you know, and if I want to go to heaven, I got to do what God tell me to do as many times as I can. Now, you ain't going to get it all right, but he understand that. And I just get on with the best I can. But so many times, man, we get stuck. We get stuck right there, man, worrying about, you know, how it's going to come across. And what I'm, you know, I'm kind of going around here because I'm trying to find a way to tell you this, that you won't get twisted. Hit the bottom line, you got to let go and let God. You have to allow him to do it his way. See, my way, I thought myself to a certain point, but to go further, I had to let God have it. You know, I found out I wasn't all that good a driver. I found out I wasn't all that good of a explorer with a map. I found out my compass skills was oftentimes a little bit off. I found out that my map reading skills wasn't what I thought it was. So I had to let go. I had to let God. And you got to understand that God works in mysterious ways. You know, and right, how often had I thought it was over for me? But what God was doing was he was teaching me a lesson. He was showing me something that I needed to know. He was allowing me to experience some things, but he didn't let me go under. You know how they say God will never put more on you than you can bear? He won't let you go under. But he did not say, you know, it's like the scripture that Bishop Ulmer taught me when I was going through that traumatic thing on the internet, man. It was really, really, man, trying to destroy what I had worked for and my family and this new life that God had presented me. And the devil is busy. The devil don't like to see you happy. So here he comes. He puts you under attack. And here comes the internet and everything. And my kids are suffering. But, you know, here comes God, though. See, God don't put more on you than you can bear. And Bishop Ulmer sent me a scripture. He sent me Isaiah 43:1-2. And in that scripture, it says to the effect that you can walk through the waters, the rivers, and the water won't overcome you. But then it said you can walk through the fire and you will not get burned, nor will kindling set upon your clothing. I learned something very valuable that day. See, God sent me through something, but he was showing me something too. Now, he didn't do it. See, God didn't bring that calamity into my life, because in Isaiah 54:17, it says clearly that if anyone comes against you, it will not be my doing. But this is what he promised you when people come for you, though. See, and this is what I learned. That's why I have no fear of the people coming anymore. See, because I learned that. But God had to send me through a traumatic experience in order for me to learn that. See, you can't have a testimony without a test. You know what I'm saying? You can't learn nothing without a lesson. See, so what he did was he allowed that internet thing come across into my life, but he taught me something. And Isaiah 43:1-2 was, and you can walk through the fire and not get burned, nor will kindling set upon your clothing. So what that said to me was, even though you're trying to do me and there's fire all around me, I won't burn. But when it's over, kindling won't set upon your clothing. What that showed me was, and what it taught me was, not only will I walk through the fire and not get burned, but there will be no signs that I was ever in the fire. There's no signs of it. But now hold up, though. Now, here go the part, though, that I had to learn. Even though you can walk through the fire, y'all, and even though you're being flames and scorching all around you, if you trust him, he ain't going to let you burn. But now hear what he did not say, though. He did not say that it was not going to be uncomfortably hot, wickedly hot in there. He ain't say that. He just said you won't burn. And when it's over, it won't be no kindling on your clothes. It won't be no signs that you was in the fire. See, what happened to me was after they tried to destroy me, let me show you what God did for me. Not only did they not accomplish what they set out to do, but when they was through with me, though, when they was through throwing the gas and throwing the fire and throwing the hate and writing it and lying and creating all these names for themselves so it could look like more people was hating, when they got through with all that, look at me. Man, look what he did to me. Look what he did for me. Because he taught me something that day. And I'm sharing it with you because God will do the same thing for you. But you got to trust him, though. You got to get in there and you got to let him do it. You got to let him handle it. So just like Pop Bridges taught my wife, Marjorie, just because you can do something don't mean you ought to do something. Yeah, you could go down there and straighten them out, but should you, though? Yeah, you can go down there and tell them off. Yeah, you can go down and stand up and make sure they know it's your voice that they're hearing. And you can get in their face and make a scene. But should you, though? Or should you let go and let God? See, so before we run all out in the streets and somebody that we form in these groups and somebody go out there and do something crazy, let's hold tight. Now, I'm not saying don't go out there, but you got to watch who you go out there with. Because somebody crazy. You can go down there with peace in your heart. Somebody decide, I'm going to throw a brick through here and bust a window. Hold up, partner. Hold up. That ain't what we're down here doing. So, see, sometimes, man, you got to let go and you got to let God. You got to let God have situations sometimes. And you get in there and do the things that he tell you to do. See, Bishop Omer taught me a lot. He had another book out, and he said, knowing God's voice or something like that. I'm not sure the title. But I never really knew the definition of how do you know it's God's voice talking to you? Well, he clearly made a statement. God's voice has no sin in it. See, anything you're talking about, whenever you're talking about, I'm going to show him. I'm going to get him back. I'm going to write a letter, and I'm going to tell him down at his job. If it's sin in it, God ain't in it. See, that's you now. God's voice has no sin in it. So when you say, God told me, be careful, because God ain't never told you to go do nothing wrong. That ain't what he told you. And I learned that too. It's a lot. So I'm just sharing today. I hope it helps somebody today get through a difficult time, because the show has helped me. And I'm just talking to myself now because I got another one I'm looking at. I'm dealing with it, though. I'm all good, please.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Good morning, everybody. It is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. This is your boy, J. Anthony Brown, holding it down for Steve. Holding it down for Steve Harvey. This show right here is dedicated to all the people or the teachers that had the big influence, really the best and the biggest influence in your life when you was coming up. Who was it? For me, it was my sister. Thank you so much, sis. I watched you do it. I said, damn it, I'm going to pass the ninth grade next time around. Here we go. Holding it down is Shirley Strawberry. Shirley, who was a big influence in your life?
Oh, no question, Jay. Good morning to you, everyone. It was my mom, of course. It was my mom. Uh-huh. The greatest woman I've ever known. A beautiful spirit, smart, lovely, creative, a great cook, just everything. I mean, she could do it all. She was every woman. So thank you for that, my greatest teacher.
Yeah. All right, what you got, Tommy? Nephew, Tommy?
My mama, my daddy.
Yes.
My high school track coach. All them three right there.
Yeah. I just think Mr. K. Patterson for holding it down, man. Big influence in my life.
K. Patterson.
I did not learn much in his class, but, you know, he was such a big influence in my life, man. Mm-hmm. And Miss Green, whose class I never took, but I used to see her in the hall, Tommy.
We had a Miss Green.
Everyone had a Miss Green, I think.
Yeah. Miss Green? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had a Miss Green, too. Uh-huh.
Yeah, go to class, Brown. Go to class.
Get your butt to class. Remember your locker? Do you remember your locker?
Oh, man. Yeah. With the combination, man. You
combination.
It take you like 2 or 3 times to open that damn lock up, man.
But when you opened it up, did a lot of stuff fall out, or was it neat and presentable?
Mine was organized.
Mine was too. No,
mine was not. No, well, then and you know, when we look back on it, man, school was really fun, man. It really was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, it really was.
I never cut class.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't. I did not. I never cut class, ever.
I did.
Y'all cut class.
Yeah. I did.
Wow.
Not often, because my mom was strict, very strict, but I did.
So, Shirley, you was the female of Cooley High. That's what you were.
Huh? What does that mean?
They cut class.
Oh, just once. I didn't, you know, I wasn't good at.
You're going to sit and tell us just one time.
Because I couldn't. If my mom, I was so scared. If my mom ever found that out, kidding me?
So where'd you go? When you cut class, where did you go? I never knew where to go when you cut class.
I went to a party, man, and they called the police. So that's trouble right there, man.
A party, hung out with my friends. Exactly, Jay. Trying to be grown, not knowing what to do.
We shout out to y'all because y'all made a big influence in our lives. They on the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
And they deserve a break, but I can't wait for school to start.
No, man.
And shout out to all our teachers, especially our educators. We love you so much.
Y'all do such a great job.
Yeah, you have a monumental job at hand, and you do it well, most of you. And we shout you out, and we love you. All right, coming up, famous last words inside something funny. We'll be back at 32 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up in about an hour, we're going to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
Yes, you. Got that ass dusted.
He was winning, but yesterday that ass was dusted.
We'll see. You can win a chance to win Steve's grand prize of $1 million if you are smarter than Nephew Tommy. Go to SteveHarveyFM.com to register and play. And by the way, Steve is off on vacation, having a wonderful time. Okay, wonderful time.
Yes.
Sailing the Mediterranean.
Yes, he is. All of that baller stuff he's doing. But right now, J. Anthony Brown is here with famous last words. What is this, Jay, now?
All right, before famous last words, let me get this to you right here. It's Benny Mina, Carly Carr, Joe Fox, Lil G, that's Taco Tuesday, hosted by your boy. And then Friday night, Charlotte, North Carolina, baby.
Come check
me out with Mahogany, my daughter. All right. Famous last words, y'all. It's very simple. We all know people or peoples who have said some things, and then they say it right before something bad happened to their ass. These are famous last words.
Okay.
You know them. We know them. They've all said them. They'll say stuff like, I know these woods like the back of my hand.
Right there.
Here come a bear. I know these woods like the back of my hand. Don't worry about nothing. I used to come here as a little boy. Right. I know everything. The woods done changed. Oh, this one right here. This is a good one right here. Oh, you ain't got to cut the power off. If you know what you're doing,
you're going to get electrocuted. You're going to get electrocuted by me.
Okay.
Ooh, your hair is going to be standing on edge.
You up top of your head.
Yeah.
I think you should cut the power off. Oh, you ain't got to cut no power off. I know what I'm doing.
Famous last word.
Famous last word.
Bring me them tweezers over here. Bring me them tweezers.
All you got to do is keep these wires separated. You ain't got to worry about nothing.
Right. This ain't hard to do.
Yeah, right.
Here's another one. Okay. I know poisonous mushrooms, and these don't look like poisonous mushrooms.
You're on your way to the hospital.
Oh, you're getting your stomach pumped right now.
E-R-E-R.
Yeah. How about this one here? This ain't nothing but a little bit of mold. All you got to do is scrape that off, and you can eat that bread. You ain't got nothing to worry
about. My mama used to say that. Oh, yeah.
That's just straight penicillin right there.
Right, exactly.
That's straight penicillin.
That is so true. Ain't penicillin right there.
Yeah, oh, my mama was the only one that said that.
Oh, my mama said that, too.
Oh,
man.
Why'd you say that?
You can eat that?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
This one right here. Oh, everybody's done this. It's the one who know dogs and know animals. All you got to do is stand still. Ain't nothing going to happen to you.
Yeah.
And they say that about the dog.
But they say that about the bear, too. The bear.
Yeah, same person. Yeah, you said
that's why I'm afraid of dogs today and bears.
Oh, yeah.
You scared of dogs, Shirley?
You know I am. I am.
I don't trust them, Shirley. I don't. You know, I've been bitten before,
and
man.
And squirrels now.
Oh, I do not like squirrels or rodents of any kind.
Squirrel. Yeah. What if...
Oh, she got a whole squirrel story, man.
Yeah. I know.
You got a squirrel. All right.
Come on, Joe.
Famous last words.
Back to the woods. Ain't no snakes in these waters. I don't know where y'all get that from.
See, Carla don't like snakes, see?
Nah, say what? I'm with you, Carla. I don't like play snakes. I don't like sea snakes. I don't like going down the little way, you know, and watch. I don't like that at all.
Jay, do you remember when you was picking berries?
Oh, yeah.
And you see the snake spit? You remember that?
Man, oh, yes.
You remember the snake
spit?
On the leaf.
And you were picking berries. You see snake spit like on the bush.
On the bush, right.
Yeah.
What it look like?
Yeah. It looked like spit.
It looked like spit.
Well, how do you know it's snake spit?
Yeah.
They said it for years.
That's what they said. It was snake spit.
You just thought it was snake spit.
We used to pick blackberries. What about you, Tommy?
Yeah, we picked blackberries. Yes.
Yeah, man.
Yes. Oh.
Okay. Remember that. Don't move.
Uh-huh.
Snake right under your foot. Don't move.
Oh, God.
Don't
move.
And I'm never coming out there ever again if you tell me. Oh,
Shirley, this is yours right here.
What?
I don't need no coat or jacket. It ain't cold outside.
Oh, growing up in Chicago?
Oh, that's that Chicago thing right there.
Go out there and freeze your butt off completely. Completely.
Better put that them was long draws. I don't want one of them long draws. You better put them long draws on, boy.
Long handle. Long handle.
Long handle.
Lay
handles,
up.
Right, yeah.
Lay up.
This is the one the person that says, and this is the last time you ever saw him. They say, y'all go that way, I'm going to take a shortcut.
So oh. Stick together.
In the movies, in the movies when together. The brother says that, yeah, you know you're out.
Yeah, yeah.
He's out.
Ricky!
Boys in the hood, they split up. Ricky and Doughboy.
Never split up.
That's right.
Not Doughboy. What was Cuba Gooding's character?
I forgot. What was it? Yeah.
Oh, man. Morris Chestnut was Ricky.
That was yeah, I remember he was Ricky.
Cuba was Doughboy.
And then...
We got to look that up.
Furious Styles was the daddy, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Glenn Turman in there.
It's Trey.
No,
oh, you're talking about Boys in the Hood. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm thinking
no, it wasn't
Glenn
Turman. That was Fishburne.
Yeah, Lawrence Fishburne.
We said that.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Trey Styles. That was Trey Cuba Gooding's character.
All right.
Come on, Jay. Famous last words.
And I got one in time. We're going to close up. As soon as the swelling go down, you'll be all right. Don't worry about it.
That one's in the Guinness Book right there. That's so famous.
No, every damn thing, right?
Now, here's the one, though. Here's the one, though.
What?
You forgot?
Oh, you ain't going to do nothing. You ain't going to do a damn thing. In fact, you can kiss my behind.
Yeah.
That
famous last words.
Every time.
Yes, it will.
That will get your ass beat.
Yes, it will.
Famous last
words.
Right.
All right, guys. Thanks, Jay. Coming up, it is The Nephew with Run That Prank Back right after this. King of Pranks.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, entertainment news. Coming up in entertainment news, ESPY Awards. We'll go over that. And Cardi B says she won't get a nanny. And this is a big news. You guys hear Faith Evans and Stevie J are married. What?
What?
Yes, they got
so
married.
Crazy.
What?
Going on.
Oh, I know.
It's time to get right with God.
Yeah.
Bad boy.
But right now, the King of Pranks is in the building with Run That Prank Back. What you got, Neff, King of Pranks?
Me and my Jesus. I'm going to say it one more time. I said, me and my Jesus. As you know, last year, the church bought me this glove that I may have healing power. Write it right there, me and my Jesus. Here it is.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a sister.
How
you doing? I'm giving you a call on behalf of Baptist Church. You are a member there, am I right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Listen, I'm calling you. Some of the members have gotten together and had a meeting and wanted me to give you a call. It seems that a lot of them are complaining about Sunday services that go on and wanted for me to give you a call on their behalf, so that we can see if we can address the problem and talk to you diligently as possible and try to get the problem rectified.
What's going on?
Well, it seems like that a lot of members are complaining.
I'm sorry, and what is your name again?
My name is ma'am. I'm not actually a member of the church. I've just been the one that they've been asked to give you a call and try to talk on the members' behalf so maybe we can get this problem rectify that they have as far as you are concerned. Now,
okay, go ahead. I'm just trying to see what this is in regards to. Go ahead.
Well, it seems like the members of the church are complaining about that you're doing too much shouting at church on Sunday, and it seems to be going on every Sunday. You're running up and down the aisle, and you're shouting all over the place. And it's
I've been singled out about my shouting? Is that what you're saying?
Well, evidently it's distracting, ma'am. You're distracting everyone from getting the word and listening to the word and being involved in the service. And that's the purpose of the call, is to see if we can get you to tone it down some.
Okay, so the whole church is complaining about me shouting the way people run up and down them aisles every Sunday and almost turning cartwheels and flips, and they singling me out complaining about me?
Well, ma'am, I don't know how it is that you can see everybody else doing cartwheels when you're the one that they say is the one that's doing them.
How am I being singled out?
Ma'am, all I'm saying is that they saying that you're doing too much shouting and too much running at this church. Now, I'm just the messenger.
Okay, well, they can't tell me how to shout. They can't tell me what's going on in my life, what's going to keep me from praising God.
They
can go somewhere else with that, but they are not going to tell me that I can't praise my God. They don't know how good God has been to me.
And you know what? I understand that. I agree with you wholeheartedly, but it's becoming a distraction. I mean, they was at the point last night talking about, should we put some seatbelts on the pews so you can stay down?
I wish they would put some seatbelts. How are they going to tell people they can't shout in church and praise God? What do we come to church for?
Well, you do come to...
They need to be trying to praise God and get their own shout on and stop looking at me and worrying about what I'm doing.
We're going to need you to quit running up and down these aisles and doing
what you... I'm sorry, sir. You know, I'm trying to stay calm. I'm trying my best. Oh, Jesus, sir, that's not happening. You can't tell me I got to stop shouting.
Okay, ma'am, but let me ask you something. Are you running now? Aren't you just standing still talking?
No, because I don't have to run right now.
Okay, what I'm trying to get you to do...
I feel like if I want to run up and down this street right now, I can run up and down this street and praise God. But they're not going to tell me to stop shouting at church.
Can we get you to be a little bit more reserved is what we... See, ma'am, let me go ahead and go further on what they...
I move how the Spirit moves.
Okay, well, let me move and tell you what they've told me. Now,
if
we can't get to the point where you can, you know, tone it down, then we may have to ask you to leave.
Let them ask me. Oh, Jesus. Let them ask me. Why would they want me to leave the church? I've been at that church for 15 years. I'm not leaving the church. I'm going to run up and down around the church. I'm going to even turn me some flips where I'm at.
Now, listen. I am going to be there on Sunday, ma'am, and I have been the person that's been appointed to make sure that you're not running up and down these aisles and shouting like this. You have to keep yourself reserved so people can hear the word of God. You are standing in people's word. That's what you're doing. You're in the way
of... You know what? If they come trying to sit me down, I'm going to give them a word, and it ain't going to be a God.
So,
now, let them put their hands up on me here.
Now, listen.
I'm telling you that now. I haven't been in that church 15 years. If I want to run, dance, shout, jump, scream, whatever I want to do, I'm going to do it. And ain't nobody going to stop me.
You're going to have to stop this. This past Sunday was your last Sunday doing it, and you're
watch
not finna
it.
Do it this
watch
Sunday.
It. Well, like I said, just watch. And I'm telling you, can tell the ushers, the deacon board, the deaconess, the minister's wives, or whoever else you want to tell, let them put their hands on me and see if I don't swing on them. I'm going to come right up out the Spirit and swing on them. I'm telling you that now. Because, see, sir, you done really pushed me that. I done tried my best.
Well, let me ask you this here. Where is...
I done tried to show that I'm saved and delivered, but you making me revert back to my own ways, and you really finna me off. That's what you finna do.
Okay, well, let me ask you this here. Where is the God at right now in you? Where is the one that's...
The God was in me when I was trying to be calm with you at first to tell you don't be calling me with this foolishness. But now you done made the other side of me raise up.
Well, you done raised it up in... You done raised it up in me, too. Guess what? Come Sunday, you're going to sit your in that pew, and you ain't going to...
I say, you know, when you call yourself a man of God, you cuss me tomorrow, sit my in the pew. Okay, all right. All right, we're going to see how well my sit in that pew. Matter of fact, first thing Sunday morning, I'm going to pastor. Oh, yeah. When your deacon, whoever you are, whatever your name is, I'm going to tell him about it. Y'all better, however get you my number, you need to lose it.
I would be talking to pastor myself and letting him know about this situation. You don't
now,
talk... You don't...
Pastor, we can call pastor right now. We can get pastor on freeway.
You don't talk to pastor. I talk to pastor.
I talk to pastor. I done been at this church 15 years. Like I said, now tell me...
Now, see, just like this here, you see how you calling
Jesus,
on him and you standing...
Jesus. Yeah, because I'm calling on him to keep me from just really going and cuss you out right now because you done really hit my nerve.
I got one more thing I need to say to you, lady.
You know what? You better say it real quick because you're finna talk to this operator.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girl.
You know what? I'm gonna kick my butt. Okay. Oh, Jesus.
I got one more thing, baby. Let me ask you something. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
Me and my Jesus. Huh?
Play too much.
You're wrong for that, nephew.
You can't mess with nobody about that Jesus. You hear me?
Okay.
Not in the name of Lord. ATL. Atlanta, Georgia. The nephew is coming your way. That's right. That's this Friday, this Saturday, this Sunday. This weekend, tickets are almost sold out, because that's what I do. I sell out. Two Friday, one Saturday, one Sunday. Get your tickets. They on sale right now. The comedy, Uptown Comedy Club in Atlanta, GA. The nephew going to be there. Laying in the cut, though. Laying in the cut is the Ham, the Stardome, Birmingham. First weekend in August. That's what's laying in the cut. ATL this weekend, laying in the cut 2 weeks after that, is that ATL Stardome. Uh-oh. Here I come.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Coming up in entertainment news, ESPY Awards, Cardi B won't make any nanny moves. Faith Evans, Stevie J married, all that right after this, man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in about 20 minutes after the hour, we're going to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? You could win a chance to get some of Steve Harvey's grand prize money of $1 million. Cha-ching. That's right.
I'm on the road, though, baby. I'm on the road, baby.
He's on a crescent, baby.
Okay. Yeah, Tommy. You've done pretty well. We'll see how you do today, though. You cannot play, though, people. You cannot play unless you register at SteveHarveyFM.com, okay?
Come on, please. Cletus. Come on.
Please register. You. Please.
We need you, especially all the smart people out there, right?
Yeah.
You must not be letting them get through. That's what you're doing. You're not letting the smart people get
Jay,
through.
Tell them to come on.
Once again, call on, Harvard, smart people. Call Yale, call Spelman, call Morehouse, Bethune. FAMU, all these smart people. Come on, Cletus. Come on.
Steve Harvey FM.
What?
SteveHarveyFM.com. That's where you go to register to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? All right, it is time for entertainment news. Talk about profiles and courage. ESPN gave out its annual ESPY Awards last night with recipients including more than 100 victims of sexual abuse linked to disgraced former gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar and three hero coaches who died while saving students during the massacre in Parkland, Florida last February. The 141 sexual abuse survivors joined hands on stage as actress Jennifer Garner presented them with the Arthur Ashe Courage Award and spoke out against the abuse of Nassar. The ESPYs gave posthumous honors to three Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School coaches who died while heroically saving the lives of their students. Also, NFL legend Jim Kelly, who has oral cancer, vowed to never give up in his emotional ESPY speech when he accepted the Jimmy V Award for Perseverance. Mm. Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, it was emotional. Yeah. And in other entertainment news, Cardi B has explained to her 28 million Instagram followers why she hasn't hired a nanny. Basically, Cardi says she doesn't need to yet. She is surrounded by a loving family. She says this is her first grandchild, so her mother and father are doting over her baby culture. Cardi said on Instagram, quote, "I've been blessed since I came out of my mom's blank."
She did say that.
Yeah.
Wow. She said it like that, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Cardi B,
you know she's
baby.
Real. You know she's real.
That's my a parents, bit much. That's yeah, a she's, bit much.
She well, says... Like that.
Yeah, that's how she is. My parents are my biggest blessings. I have not gotten a nanny yet. I just want to learn how to be a mom. I want to enjoy every single second of it. And finally, Carla, what is going on? Stevie J and our girl Faith Evans got hitched. What?
Girl.
What?
This is so child. This is so crazy. Okay, Faith Evans, Stevie J from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta did what a lot of people do in Vegas, baby. They got married.
Whoa.
The couple exchanged vows. I can't believe this. In their hotel room on Tuesday night.
It's time to get right with God, man. It is.
What, Jay?
It's time to get right with God when that happens.
When would Stevie J and Faith Evans get married?
They looked like they were in love.
Yes, they do. So they filed documents for a marriage license in Clark County. Everybody knows that's in Vegas earlier that day. He tweeted, "I love you, Faith Renee Jordan." She responded, "I love you back, Stephen Aaron Jordan." So it's his first marriage and her third.
All right, coming up, we'll find out what's the latest on President Trump. Please introduce Miss Ann Jay with today's headlines.
Miss Ann with the news.
Okay, that's right. His first marriage, and he's got like 90 kids. Okay. Anyway, this is Ann Tripp with the news, everybody. A Russian woman accused of working as an unregistered foreign agent was in a Washington, D.C. courtroom yesterday for the first time since her arrest last Sunday. The federal judge at her detention hearing agreed with the prosecutors that 29-year-old Maria Butina should remain locked up until her trial. Butina arrived in the U.S. on a student visa, they say, a couple of years back. She's accused of working for a close ally of President Vladimir Putin and of trying to establish back channels of communication with some politicians and the NRA in order to advance the Kremlin's agenda within the Republican Party. Butina faces up to 15 years in prison if she's found guilty. Meanwhile, President Trump still defending the way he answered reporters' questions earlier this week about Russian meddling in the last presidential election. Trump says he simply misspoke when he said that he didn't know why it would be. Trump said he meant to say wouldn't be. And then he went further.
There's never been a president as tough on Russia as I have been.
Well, then it happened again. The president was asked at the news conference whether he thought Russia was still targeting the U.S. And Trump, reporters say, shook his head and said no, which left White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee to do her work to clarify that one.
The president was saying no to answering questions. The president and his administration are working very hard to make sure that Russia is unable to meddle in our elections.
So he was saying, no, I don't want any more questions, she says. Six states in New York City suing the federal government, accusing the feds of unlawfully forcing them to engage in immigration enforcement in order to receive anti-crime funds. Last year, the U.S. Justice Department began requiring localities that receive certain federal grants to give the Department of Homeland Security access to their detention facility as well as information about their immigrants. Yeah. Okay, Google officials over there say they intend to appeal a $5 billion, that's billion with a B, dollar fine that they've been slapped with by European antitrust officials who say Google's guilty of abusing its power in the smartphone market. A new ordinance in the city of Baltimore bars restaurants from including sodas and other sugary drinks on kids' menus. Baltimore's health department says the measure instead requires water, milk, or 100% fruit juice to be added as a suggested drink for youngsters. Now, youngsters can still drink soda if they have to, but they say they have to be accompanied by an adult, and the adult has to order it for them. Today's National New Friends Day. Well, if you don't, you can find one, I guess, or two. We'll be back with more entertainment coming up at 20 minutes after the hour. Are you smarter than Nephew Tommy on the Steve Harvey Morning Show?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? All right, Tommy, let's get straight to it. Let's meet our contestant, please.
Let's get it cracking up in here. Good morning. Who is this?
My name is Wade.
Wade, where water? You calling from, man?
I heard that before. Pittsburgh, PA.
Pittsburgh, the bird. All right. What do you do for a living, Wade?
I'm a technician for a cable company.
Oh, he's smart.
He's smart with wires. Now, they ask him some wire questions. He's going to be on. He's going to win. Anything got to do with wires, I'm not going to win this. All right. You already know how this works. Shirley's going to ask us both trivia questions. Whoever answers the most questions correctly in 60 seconds will be the winner. Do you think you're smarter than me, Huey?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Huey. Yes. No problem. We going to see.
All right, Wade.
Thank you.
We're going to find out. Okay, Tommy, please take your smart butt out of the room.
Will do, will do. All right.
Uh-huh.
All right.
So you cannot hear these questions, okay?
All right, he's gone.
Is he gone? Okay, good. All right, Wade, you ready?
Yep.
All right, Kat, please give me 60 seconds on the clock. Wade, how many sides does an octagon have?
Eight.
What part of the body does a podiatrist treat?
Feet.
What is the capital of Italy?
Rome.
What president is pictured on the dollar bill?
Washington.
Which Muppet lives in a trash can on Sesame Street?
Oscar the Grouch.
Actor Ice Cube coined the phrase "Bye, Felicia" in what popular 90s movie?
Friday.
Which Disney movie would you find Princess Elsa in?
Frozen.
Which legendary female singer is known as the Queen of Soul?
Oh, Whitney Houston.
The Mercedes-Benz Superdome is located in which U.S. city?
Dallas.
Woo! Wow, okay. All right, Wade.
Wade,
okay.
In the water.
All right. Jay, Carla, what you guys think? Pretty good,
Wade,
huh?
He did pretty good.
He was good.
He did real good, yeah.
He did really good.
Yeah.
What you think, Jay?
He was on a roll.
I don't know. Tommy, there's going to be a couple in there. Tommy might not know.
Well, we can only hope. All right, listen, when we come back, we'll find out who is the smartest. Is it going to be Wade or is it going to be the nephew? We're playing Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? We'll be back at 34 after the hour. Come on, Wade.
Come on, Wade.
Wade. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We are in the middle of playing Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? Tommy has come back in the studio.
I'm up in here.
All right, Tommy, I don't know. Wade is really smart. He's really smart.
Y'all ask him a bunch of wire questions, didn't you? Cable questions. HDMI questions. That's what y'all do.
Right.
Tommy, put your thinking cap on. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Kat, give me 60 seconds on the clock, please. How many sides does an octagon have?
Six.
What part of the body does a podiatrist treat?
Kidney.
What is the capital of Italy?
Oh, hell. Pass.
What president is pictured on the dollar bill?
George Washington.
Which Muppet lives in a trash can on Sesame Street?
Grouch? I don't know. Keep going.
Actor Ice Cube coined the phrase "Bye, Felicia" in what popular 90s movie?
Friday.
Which Disney movie would you find Princess Elsa in?
Pass.
Which legendary female singer is known as the Queen of Soul?
Aretha Franklin.
The Mercedes-Benz Superdome is located in which U.S. city?
New Orleans.
What fictional character has a corn cob pipe?
She's not reading her sentences.
We ran out of time.
It's all about the clock. It's all about the clock.
Hey, are you smarter than nephew Tommy? Okay.
Answer the question.
Well, let's go.
Think is not.
I might have lost.
All right. Okay. While we tally up the results.
Whoa, Shirley.
Tally. Yes, we do.
Well, what okay. do we do, Jay?
Add up.
We figure.
Let's read the questions again. Yeah. How many sides does an octagon have? Eight. What part of the body does a podiatrist treat? Feet and ankles.
I'm kidding.
What is the capital of Italy? Rome.
You got that one.
What president is pictured on the dollar bill? George Washington.
First damn one I got right.
Which Muppet lives in a trash can on Sesame Street? Oscar the Grouch. Actor Ice Cube coined the phrase "Bye, Felicia" in what popular 90s movie? Friday. Which Disney movie would you find Princess Elsa in? Frozen. Which legendary female singer is known as the Queen of Soul? Aretha Franklin. The Mercedes-Benz Superdome is located in which U.S. city? New Orleans.
I got five.
That sounds like a W for me.
I believe let's see, carried a one divided by. Okay. Listen, Wade, you got seven right. Tommy, you got five right. Wade, you are the winner.
Woo-hoo! Wade. Yeah.
Way to go, Wade. We knew we had some smart people out there.
Way to go, Wade.
All right, listen. Congratulations, Wade. You have just won a $100 cash gift card, and you are smarter than nephew Tommy. Now, this is big, Wade. If you can correctly guess our four-digit code using the numbers 0 to 9 in its exact order, you could win Steve's grand prize of $1 million. And we also have Steve's banker, Ken, on the line, who will verify if your four-digit code is correct. Please keep in mind, this is not like the lottery. Please just say one single digit using the numbers 0 through 9, one digit at a time. Remember, we need a four-digit code in its exact order for you to win. Go, Wade.
2-1-3-2.
2-1-3-2?
Yes.
All right, we're going to confirm with my Uncle Steve's banker, Mr. Ken. Is the four-digit code correct? He said 2-1-3-2.
2-1-3-2 is not correct.
That's okay, Wade. Congratulations, you still
Congratulations,
won.
Congratulations, Wade.
Yeah, you still won the $100 gift card. $100 gift card, and you are smarter.
You
are smarter than nephew Tommy. You're a genius, Wade.
If you think you're smarter than me and you want a chance to win my Uncle Steve's grand prize of $1 million, go to SteveHarveyFM.com to register. I'll play another loyal listener tomorrow.
All right. Prank phone call coming up next, you big dummy.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Yeah, boy. Yeah.
Go, Wade.
Go, Wade. Go, Wade.
All up awesome. In your face.
Wade was awesome, wasn't he?
Oh, Wade from Pittsburgh. Uh-huh. Yeah, black
yeah,
and
that's
gold.
How we like
famous
it.
Famous last never word. Bring him on. Famous
I've never
word.
Watched Frozen. I should have. I knew I was going to
Let it go. Let it go. Wade won. Wade won.
So what are we talking about, Shirley? Are you smarter than...
Oh, of course. Nephew Tommy. Are you smarter than nephew Tommy? The game... It is so popular right now. We need the smart people to call to go to our website and register at SteveHarveyFM.com so you can play the game, Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? And just like Wade, you can
about,
beat him and show
beat
how
me.
Smart you are.
Wade
yeah.
beat me. You got me, yeah. brother. Good. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. You got
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to get somebody tomorrow. Okay?
You think?
Yeah,
you think?
Right. Watch me, all right. watch me, watch
yeah.
me. Let me get somebody
okay,
tomorrow.
Well, the wedding does continue tomorrow at 7:20 Eastern, 6:20 Central. Yep.
That's it.
So you can be a part of it again.
You're on a losing streak, dummy.
I just lost one, Jay.
Hey, we'll take one. We'll take one L from you, okay? We'll take it. We will take it. SteveHarveyFM.com. Go there to register today to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? All right, Neff.
This is being
call.
Carla's prank.
Uh-huh.
Work husband. Work.
Oh, I want a divorce.
Because he's not
work
smart.
Work husband. That's what this is. Okay, run it.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Gary.
Who is this?
Hello?
Who is this?
Hey, this is Tony, man. I work with your wife, Pam.
Is she all right?
Oh, yeah, she's fine. She's fine, man. I'm one of her coworkers, man. I wanted to reach out to you. You know, I've been working with her quite some time. I'm kind of like what they call her work husband, man. You may have heard her mention me before, Tony.
Wait. Back up. Because I may be a little sleep. What? Did you say a husband?
No. Nothing like that, man.
There ain't but one husband here.
Okay, no, I got that. I'm a work husband. You know, like, you know, it'd be just something playful at the job, they'd be saying.
Playful at the work? What are you talking about?
Well, you know, just some, you know, playful they be saying, you know, when you hang around somebody a lot, they say he's your work husband or your work wife, you know, something like that. But nothing heavy at all, man.
Oh, okay. All right. What's up, man? I mean, what's up?
Well, I was calling, man, trying to ask you, how long have you and Pam been married?
Wait, what's your name again?
My name is Tony.
Oh, okay. We've been married about 8 or 9 years. I mean, what's up?
How long do you do? If you don't mind me asking, how much longer do you see y'all being married?
I kind of do, mind you. Okay, what? Hold up.
How'd you get this number again, man? Like,
I got the number out of Pam's phone, man. I wanted to call you myself.
Whoa, bagger. Out of my wife's phone?
Yeah.
Dog, I don't even ask. Hold on. Whoa. Why are you in my wife's phone, man?
No, dude. I mean, I just got it off a desk, man. I wanted to reach out to you, man, and kind of have like a private conversation with you. That's all.
For what? First of all, why are you in my wife's phone? You calling me? Dude, I mean, this husband thing, it's really blowing me right now.
It's just a work husband, man. That's all it is.
What is a work husband? What are you doing with my wife?
You know, that's just like, I'll bring her some coffee and donuts to the job, or, you know, get her some lunch and stuff, man, if she don't feel like going.
My wife don't even like donuts, and we got a new coffee machine just 2 weeks ago, so why are you bringing my wife food?
Hey, man, listen, I just called for this here. How long do you foresee y'all being married?
To death do us part. What the f*** you mean, how long we gonna be married? What's your name again? Tori?
Tony, man. Tony.
Tori, I don't give a damn. You asking me these? Hold on. Let me call my wife. Hold on.
Hold on. Hello? Hello? Gary.
Pam.
Gary.
Look, Pam, you better call me within 2 minutes. Right now, it's 10:38. You better call me by 10:40 or your black be sleeping outside.
Hello?
Now, Tori.
Hello?
Yes. Are you
still there? You do that? Why you call her, man? This won't be a conversation me and you having together.
No. Are you talking about you my wife's work husband? It ain't but one husband up in here. One.
She got my last name, and she
don't keep it till death do us part. Now, I'm glad you called me on a Friday. I'm so glad, because I got all weekend to think about that whooping I'm going to give you. Because this out here now.
Hey, man, all I'm trying to figure out, how much longer do you think you want to be married to her?
This whooping going to be phenomenal. You better get right with Jesus on Sunday, because I guarantee you're going to meet him Monday morning.
Hey, listen, all I'm trying to say, man,
wife up there early, and I want to see your black.
I'm just trying to adult. All I'm saying is, if you didn't want to be married to her any longer, then maybe we could work something out. That's all I'm asking, man. I'm just trying to have a nice
work out, partner. All we need to work out is be there Monday, because I'm sure the hell going to be there bright and early Monday waiting for your work husband, my.
Okay, look, man, I'm not going
to
sit there
and go,
I'm not trying, look, all I'm trying to do is have a deeper man-to-man conversation with you, man, all right?
You done called me talking about you bringing my wife donuts and coffee and all up in her phone? This ain't no decent conversation.
Hey, man, I'm her work husband, dog. Everybody, most people have a work husband or a work wife, man. That's known in the corporate world.
A work husband. You hear what I'm saying?
What?
A work husband and you. I'm going to be there Monday, 8 o'clock.
Hey, man, I'm not finna see and go back. Look, you know what? I'm finna just call Pam. I just call Pam.
Oh, she probably call me back in about a minute and 15 seconds. Yeah, we're gonna wait for her to call me back. Work husband, my from this on a Friday.
Okay, well, it was just a question, man. I'm just trying to see if you didn't want her, maybe we could work something out.
So if I find out if there's any truth to anything you're saying, it's gonna be a lay down night tonight.
Yeah, ain't nobody finna do nothing to my baby. I mean, ain't nobody finna do nothing to Pam.
What? Did you just call my wife your baby?
No, I'm just saying.
Be up Monday, Mr. Work Husband.
Hey, man, I'm not finna. I got one more thing I need to say to you, man.
No, you ain't got nothing to say to me. Monday.
I got something else I need to say to you. Are you listening?
You better talk to Jesus, because I'm going to be up there Monday at 8.
Okay, I got one more thing I need to say.
You ain't got nothing to say to me except Monday.
I do got one more thing to say to you.
Go ahead.
I said, is you listening?
I'm listening, Mr. Work Husband.
Well, guess what I want to tell you.
Tell me.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your brother Eric.
Well, that Eric put you up to this.
He did.
Yeah, I'm so glad this is a joke. Because somebody was about to die. I'm going to see Eric. So.
You all right, man?
Oh, man, that's a good one.
You all right?
Oh, I need a drink. Oh, man. Yeah, man.
Hey, I got one more thing I got to ask you, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Y'all crazy. Huh?
Come on, man.
Play right too now. Much. Uh-huh.
Play right too damn now. Much, man.
It's going to happen.
It's what work husband.
Do. Work husband. Mm. Everybody got one. Work husband. Everybody got one.
A what? What is it?
A work husband. I am Paula's work husband.
Why she are you my work to... husband? Did you force this on me? I don't want to be married to you like that.
She said she wanted a divorce.
We married when you want me to run go get some food in between the breaks.
That's what work husbands do.
Husband then. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what work
And tell
husbands
them about
do.
These dates so we could get some money.
ATL is this weekend, y'all. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Two shows Friday, one Saturday, one on Sunday. It is the nephew in town. It's been a while since I've been to the ATL. Foolery only comes around once every 2-3 years, and I'm back again. Stupid has landed in the ATL. Come on.
Strawberry Letter up next. I gave my husband a hall pass is the subject right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tomorrow morning, people. Tomorrow morning, the winning continues at 7:20 Eastern, 6:20 Central. We are giving away a chance to win Steve Harvey's grand prize of $1
million. $1 million.
Now, Steve's not here. He's on vacation, but his money is here, okay? And that's all we need. We need his money.
We make money move.
We need his money, right? We're going to be playing Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? Now, in case you missed it, Tommy lost today. He went down today. That's right.
Loser!
It's one loss, y'all.
That's all it needs to be, a loser.
We'll take it. Go to SteveHarveyFM.com to register so you can play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy,
now
all right?
I know how LeBron feel. Now I know how I feel. You know, I do.
What?
Y'all just one loss and be like, wow, I'm the worst thing
that's
in the world.
Turn on you,
oh, now you're LeBron. Yes. Okay.
No, you're worse than LeBron. You JR, man.
All right, it's time for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter.
All right, then. Let's buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. It is the Strawberry Letter. Come on.
Thank you, Neff. Subject, I gave my husband a hall pass. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 22-year-old married woman. My husband and I have been together for over 5 years, but we've only been married 6 months. I am the first woman that my husband has ever had sex with, and we waited until we got married to have sex. Shortly after we got married, he told me that he wondered what it would be like to have sex with another woman. Because we are both still young, I felt like I should allow him to have that experience. Wow. I love how open and honest he is with me, because he didn't have to share this with me. He could have just cheated on me instead. When we found the female that he wanted to be intimate with, he was honest about everything. He shared details of his experience with the female, and he told me that he never wants to do that again. I know the female too, and she knows that we are a happily married couple. But now we have a big problem. I have heard my husband tell this woman that she should stop calling him, but she won't leave him alone. I have talked to her too, and explained to her that the sex was just an experiment for my husband and nothing else. At this point, I'm ready to go off on her, but I do feel sorry for her because she is single and very lonely, and she told me that she feels used by my husband and I. So how do I get her to leave my man alone without hurting her feelings? My husband and I never meant to hurt this woman.
Sorry.
Okay. You guys are young, all right? In marriage and relationships, this is always a dangerous way to go. I mean, really, it is. Bringing someone into your union usually can cause all sorts of problems. And because someone, they just aren't going to act right. Someone in this hookup is going to get their emotions all involved, their feelings all involved. And you're young, so you need to know that, okay? You're young. You should have experimented together. Let this be a learning experience for the two of you to grow from and to grow together, you know, as one, as a couple. And as his wife, you have to know that you're under no obligation to allow him to do that, to give him a hall pass or whatever you want to call it. Because, you know, this could invite all kinds of unnecessary issues into your marriage. You took a chance on your marriage. You gambled on your marriage, and these are the results of that. And now she won't leave your husband alone. She's calling. You say she's lonely. You feel sorry for her and all of that. Well, don't feel sorry for her right now because she's a grown woman. She knew that she was sleeping with a married man. She knew that. So to you, I say learn from this situation. Learn from this experience, and don't do it again. No more hall passes, okay? No more. If he wants a hall pass, you dress up in a costume or role play or something like that. If he, you know, you got to make sex interesting with your partner. You waited until your marriage to be intimate. So I think you should keep that intimacy going that way and keep other people out of your marriage. Jay?
First of all, I don't know where the woman is that you can get with that going to let you have a hall pass. Because you're going to say, baby, can I have a hall pass? And she's going to say, say what? It's going to come out most, like that. Say
yeah,
what?
Most women.
Most
yeah.
You
want she
what?
Did it. She
yeah,
did it.
She did it. And then you're going to have to make up something else. You're gonna, I was talking about, I'm going to go get some halls from my throat. No.
Like, Jay, like that commercial yeah, Slingers yeah, and Swingers?
Yeah. I was talking about deck the halls. You know, I was singing right. Deck the hall. No, baby, I wasn't talking about that. I'm talking about paint the hall. You know, oh, no. I was getting ready to download Hall and Oates. That's what I was
going
to do.
Right.
No, you misunderstood me, baby. I'm talking about stand in the hall. I'm going to go stand in the hall because I didn't say that at all. No, baby. And you know what? See, this house don't have a hall. I'm going to build us a hall because ain't too many women I know that's going to give you a damn hall pass. Mm-hmm. I don't see that happening.
Yeah.
Not at all.
This is rare.
Mm-hmm. This is very rare.
Mm-hmm. It is. It really is. I mean, she's 22. She's young, so I'll attribute it to her age in this situation, you know. And she thought she was doing something nice for her husband because he asked. But, no, you don't do this. You just bring stuff in. You don't want to do that in a marriage. You can't start off this way.
Yeah. Most men don't even know how to ask that question nicely. That is not something you can form nicely. How do you form your mouth to say that? No, that
yeah,
ain't
you don't.
Up at all.
This is such a gamble that she took. You know, this is really such a chance.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right, Jay. How many women do you know that
no.
would say, yeah, you
go right
you,
ahead.
Oh, sure. No problem, honey. No.
And if she says it with a high voice, be ready to go to court, partner. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, go right ahead.
Sure. You feeling froggy? Okay,
if,
leave.
If it's followed by do you, yeah, you in trouble. Yeah, go ahead. Do you,
baby. What does Tommy say during the Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy game?
Come on,
Cletus.
Come on, Cletus. Yeah. Go ahead, Cletus. Do you.
Do you.
Yeah, but yeah, you can't do this. You just simply cannot.
That
you did
not
it.
No.
You got to stop this right now. Nip it in the bud. You absolutely have to. Because, you know, otherwise it's not going to work. Your marriage is not going to work.
It ain't going to work.
Yeah, you don't want your husband to get used to this type of situation and start cheating. You don't want that.
No.
You're not going to be able to control this situation and what he does, you know, when he's away from you. Don't start this, please.
I said I'm just in the Hall and Oates. That's what I was saying.
Sarah's
yeah,
mom.
Okay. You heard from me. You heard from Jay. We're going to have part two. Of the strawberry letter responses to the strawberry letter coming up with a nephew at 23 after the hour. The subject of today's letter is I gave my husband a hall pass. Don't do it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're in the middle of this strawberry letter subject. I gave my husband a hall pass. All right, so let's recap. It was written by a 22-year-old married woman. She and her husband have been together for 5 years, but only been married for 6 months. She is the first woman that her husband has ever had sex with. They waited until they got married to have sex. So shortly after they got married, her husband told her he wondered what it would be like to have sex with another woman. And she says because they were both still young, she felt like she should allow him to have that experience. experience. And she just loves how open and honest he is with her, because he didn't have to share it with her. He could have just cheated on her instead. So they found a female. He found a female that he wanted to be intimate with. And he shared all the details with his wife, but told her that he never wants to do that again. His wife knows the female, too. And now, since this has happened, the female won't leave her husband alone. She's constantly calling him. And, you know, she explained to the woman that the sex was just an experiment for her husband and nothing else. And she says she feels sorry for the woman, though. She's single and very lonely. And the woman told her she feels used by her husband. So she wants to know, how does she get her to leave her man alone without hurting her feelings? And she says her husband and she and her husband never meant to hurt this woman. And I just basically told her that in marriage and in relationships, you know, this is such a dangerous road to go down, to give someone a hall pass. First of all, who does this? As Jay pointed out, but this woman in the letter apparently does. Yeah. And this is why you don't do it, because situations like this can occur. You gambled, you took a chance on your marriage. You can't do that, all right? Because your husband, you never know, could fall in love with this woman and leave you for her. You know, you leave the door open for all sorts of things. And so now is the nephew's turn. And nephew, I think you had a question for us, didn't you? We want you to respond.
Yeah, but who you want, though? You want Thomas Miles or you want Nephew Tommy? Which one? I give you either one now.
Okay, give us both. How about that? Give us both.
Yeah, I like that, yeah. Shirley. Both.
Yeah, Let's compare.
Yeah. Let's compare. Mm-hmm.
Give us both to respond to the letter. I gave my husband a hall pass. Go ahead.
Let me give you Thomas Miles first.
Oh, okay.
This is probably the worst mistake that you have ever made. First of all, you're just 20-something years old. You just got married. You've only been married for 6 months. You haven't even gotten into your relationship yet. You haven't even gotten deep into your marriage yet, and you have no idea what it takes to build a union that you supposedly just started. Mm-hmm. You have no earthly idea. So to give someone a hall pass, first of all, who wants a hall pass if you're married? You shouldn't even want one. First and foremost, if my wife gave me a hall pass, trust me, I would think about it, but I wouldn't do it, because I know I have to put the shoe on the other foot and say, do I want to give my wife a hall pass? You have to put the shoe on the other foot and say, do I want my wife to go be with another man for one night? No,
I'm not going to
be able to live with that. That would be on my mind. It would drive me freaking crazy every time I thought about it, and it would be on my mind continuously. So you gave your man a hall pass, but let's turn around and see if he give you one, and see if he can make it. Your marriage won't even last a year, because you will consistently be thinking about what happened that night. What's the great movie with Woody Harrelson? What is that movie?
Indecent Proposal. Demi Moore and Robert Redford.
$1 million for one night with your wife. And they did it, and it just destroyed the entire union. Why would you do that? It is the most ignorant thing to do. Every man thinks he wants to be with another woman. He wants to do this. He wants to do that. But if you have decided to walk down this aisle and be married, that is your decision. Yeah. That's what you got to ride with. That's it. Your girl can be 30 different people if you want her to be. Buy them
wigs.
That's
what I said, bro.
Do what you got to do. That was Thomas Miles.
Okay, Thomas Miles. All right.
Smart man.
You want Nephew Tommy?
Now let's hear from the nephew.
Ain't nothing like a hall pass, baby. You better get it. Don't stop. Okay. Yes, please. But if my baby listening right now, baby, I want a hall pass. Come on now.
Yeah, okay.
You give your boy a hall pass, let me ride it out. I'll be back in the morning. Truth be told, if you take this hall pass, you better put the shoe on the other foot and decide, do I want to give my partner a hall pass? You do not want to do this. No. It's going to blow you up, man.
Yeah,
it's going to blow you up.
Yeah.
You think you want that.
Men
you
think, can you think out, you, they can't take it. No man.
That's right, Jay.
No
listen,
man.
Listen, but you think you want a threesome. You think that. But as soon as you do that, as soon as you try this craziness, Trust me, your marriage is destroyed because
yes,
what y'all
it is the intimacy
because what
that
y'all
bond.
Have as one is yes. totally gone now.
That's right, yeah. Tommy. I know someone who did this who because it was her husband's 40th birthday or something like that. She wanted to do something special for him and bring another female into the bedroom.
What?
Yeah. They are divorced right to this day.
Yeah.
They are divorced.
Yeah.
They are divorced. Yeah, it did not work out. You can't do it. Mm-hmm. You can't bring mm-hmm. another person into your marriage. You can't do it. All right? You did it. And now you see what happens. You know, emotions get involved. Feelings get involved. It's just not the way to go. And you guys are young. You have guys should be growing together,
but
experimenting
you know what,
together, huh?
They shouldn't
with
even
each other.
Be, they shouldn't. Well, I want to say they shouldn't. But this is really an early age to be married.
22.
It's really early.
Yeah.
22 mm-hmm. years old
that's
is really
young, but
yeah. it's really
but some
and
people
I'm not
can make
people
it work.
Do it.
Some people
yeah.
can make it work. Right.
You know,
it's not impossible, but it's
right.
Exactly. Exactly.
But it can't
so
work
saying,
with this here. It ain't going to work with this. Yeah.
But you're saying right. they don't have enough life experience anyway. Yeah.
You don't have enough experience anyway, mm-hmm. and you've already started to try this at 6 months mm-hmm. into your marriage. Mm-hmm. You haven't even gotten the marriage on the right track yet.
Right, right. Yeah. And he just said that he wondered what it would be like. To, he just
so
was
so whatever he
curious.
Wondered, you just going to give him his wonders?
Right, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Nah, that's the words of a good woman right there, man.
Yeah.
You know, I was wondering what it'd be like to be with eight women.
All right, we got to go, guys. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. Coming up in 10 minutes, if you could have a hall pass, who would it be with? 877-29-STEVE.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay.
Okay.
After the Strawberry Letter today, I gave my husband a hall pass. We decided to ask you, our audience, about hall passes. If you could have a hall pass from your spouse, who would you like to have it with? Would it be a celebrity, a friend of yours? Just who would it be, okay? We need to go to the phones and find out,
let's
right,
do
guys?
It.
Yeah.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Let's go.
All right, here we go. Who do you want a hall pass with? Let's go to line 5 and talk to Joe, Tommy.
Joe.
Hey, Tommy, what's going on, man? Joe, Crazy Joe. Everywhere he go, they be like, there he go.
There
listen
go,
here,
crazy
man.
Crazy Joe. What up, Crazy Joe? Hey,
a lot of intro.
Yeah, I'm
bro.
Making it, man. I'm making it. Look at this. Breathing in and I'm breathing out. Check it out. If I could have one hall pass with one person, it's going to be Oprah because I need that money.
Thank you,
I hear you. That makes sense right there, man.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you a real quick thing, how to get a hall pass and how to give a hall pass. It's a secret to this.
It's right. a secret to giving a hall pass and
what's
getting a hall
secret?
Pass.
Yeah, what's the secret?
Joe?
He's not telling you. It's
well,
a
that's
secret.
The secret.
That's
oh,
a joke.
Okay.
That's
all
the
right.
joke right there.
Thank
yeah.
you, Crazy Joe. Right.
Thank you, Joe. Right. Wherever you go, there you go. All right.
Breathing all right, in and breathing out.
Line 6, Tommy. David's on line 6.
Hey, David, good morning. David. David.
Hey, I'm here.
There you go. There you go. Well, talk to me, man. Hall pass.
Hall pass. I'm going, and I'm sure Tommy and Jay Anthony, you watch this show, Wildin' Out. Yeah. Give me any one of the Wildin' Out girls. I'm going with a hall pass for any of them.
Yes. I just I don't think none of them are into old. That's all.
Yeah. I love Nick Cannon. I love that show.
David, how old are you?
Young fly.
How old am I?
Yeah.
38.
30, yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, you might
you try
get
to go
one.
Young.
Yeah, you can get one.
You might.
I don't have a snowball's chance.
You got paper, no. Jay. You got some
yeah,
paper.
Yeah, no. They can get paper other places. They don't need paper.
No, Jay, your hall pass is in the senior choir.
You that's know what I'm saying? Whoa. Yes.
It's really
somebody,
in the hall, though. It's really in the hall.
Somebody who's really grateful.
What else we got, Shirley?
All right, let's go to line 7 and talk to CJ. It's a female, Tommy. CJ.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hello, CJ.
Hey, nephew Tommy.
Hey, baby. Talk to me. Hall pass.
Hall pass. So, I am torn between Russell Wilson and T.I. Harris.
Girl, T.I. is really sexy. To me.
He is.
He
and
is
I'm sexy. In the A, so he's around all the time.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah.
According to the news, you might could get T.I.
And don't Jay. Need a pass.
You Jay, don't say that. Jay, you can't say everything, okay?
I just said it.
Thank you, CJ. Let's go
Russell
to line.
Russell Wilson or T.I.? Okay.
Yeah, Russell's got too. That. Russell Wilson has that pretty hair. All right, let's go to line one and talk to Anne Marie.
Anne Marie.
Yes, it was Blake Shelton.
Oh, Blake Shelton. The
Blake
singer.
Sheldon.
Yeah,
from The Voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The country
yeah.
singer. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's tall.
How long you been fantasizing?
I know white people got a problem. Oh, that.
How long you been fantasizing about Blake, baby?
For a very long time.
Very long time.
What is it about him, Anne Marie?
I like his eyes and his smile, and he's good looking.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah,
okay.
He's tall. Yeah.
Yeah. Shirley,
I heard you talk about seeing things on TV. The Flawless. I have one in my purse.
Oh, the Flawless.
Yes. Yes.
What's the Flawless, Shirley?
I have one.
Oh, when we did As Seen on TV, Flawless is the shaver that'll shave the hair off your face and your brows.
You don't look like Steve.
So you won't look like Steve. It'll get that mustache right on off, Anne Marie.
Ooh, he can all bring that down a notch.
All right, thank you, girl.
Thanks,
Anne Marie. Let's go to Derek Tommy on line three.
Derek.
Hall pass.
Derek.
Yes, sir.
What's up, baby? Talk to me. We talking hall pass this morning.
Oh, brother, I got one for you. I got to have Juicy Jill Scott.
Oh, Jill. Yeah.
He said Juicy Jill Scott.
Juicy Philly.
I have been in love with sandwich, her boy. From all the way back from her detective show on HBO.
Yeah.
Which was good, actually.
Man, that show was really good,
that
man.
That show was
man,
good.
That was a good show. I hate they canceled really that show, man.
I like a woman sing about food, though. That's what I like about Jill. Grits.
All right, let's thank you, Derek. Let's go to line four and talk to Mike.
Mike.
What's up?
What's up, Mike? What's up, Mike? I feel you, baby. I hear it in your throat, baby. Talk to me. We talking about hall pass this morning, Mike.
Gabrielle Union.
Yeah,
but it's the way he said it, though, Mike.
You've been watching too much of Being Mary Jane. That's what you've been doing.
Gabrielle Union.
Yeah.
She's bad. You got to get it.
She's beautiful.
Yes, she is.
We love her. Yeah, she's very smart, too. Very smart.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Line five, Tommy. Let's go to Victor. Talk about these hall passes.
Is it the Victor, I think? Victor!
Hey, what's up, baby? This is me, baby. Hey, Tommy, you know, everybody talk about they want them hall pass. I want a hall pass, too. But I want a hall pass with my wife, Gwendolyn Walton, because I know she going to want a hall pass, too, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle it. Is that the same thing, Tommy? Just take the hall pass and say, no, baby, I can't do it. They talk about they want a hall pass, but they don't want no hall pass. They say they want Tommy. They say they do. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to let y'all go. Bill, let y'all have a good day.
You sound like Tyler Perry.
No, that's Victor. That's Victor. Like, you know Victor in New York.
Victor in New York.
Yeah. You know.
Oh, okay.
You know Victor's blind. You know Victor.
Yeah.
Oh, blind. Yeah. That blind guy.
One of our loyal listeners.
From way back.
But well, look, real quick, we ain't got but 30 seconds. Shirley and Carla. I mean, I know I'm who y'all.
Denzel.
Would
pick. I'm
Tom
sorry.
Tom Cruise.
What?
Yeah. I love Tom.
You get that out, partner.
It ain't me.
No, damn.
Y'all wouldn't pick me.
You ain't get that all the way out.
So y'all just gonna leave me in the hall and pass by me? It ain't me.
None of that out.
Yeah, but you thought it was gonna be Morgan, didn't you? All right, Carla's waiting in the wings with reality update. We can't wait to come back to hear that. All right, Carla's reality update coming up next, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, nephew. We've waited long enough. Please introduce our girl.
All right. Get ready. Y'all better buckle up. Ain't no telling what's finna come out this girl's mouth. Here it is. Carla's reality update.
You got that right. Thank you, nephew. Here we go. I got a lot to talk about, but child, Faith Evans and Stevie J from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta married.
What happened?
I was married now.
What? Place your bets. We're taking all money on the table. Place your bets.
How long will it last?
Stop it, Jay. They're the not couple. You.
Whatever, check Shirley. Out, place y'all. Your they bets. Place your bets.
Place your bets. Right, Jay. Well, they exchanged vows in their hotel room on Tuesday night in Vegas. And Stevie J, he tweeted out, I love you, Faith Renee Jordan. She responded back, I love you back, Stephen Aaron Jordan.
Oh, they doing so, middle names. They doing middle names?
That's love right there.
That's legal
love
names. Right there. Yes, that's
love. I'll have less than 5 for $1,000, please.
I don't know. Knowing Stevie J, could this be a stunt? You never know with Stevie
yeah, with
J,
him,
but
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you never know. All right, moving on. Let's go to Power. This is a get-rich town, man. Woo. All right, so everybody, it seems like they have their own agenda on this past episode. Tasha St. Patrick, she realized that her husband Ghost is losing it. He's not keeping it all together. He's drinking. He's really hit rock bottom. And it was really cool to see that mother and son moment that she had with Tyreek when she dropped him off at boarding school at night and with nobody around. I was
that
like,
wasn't
okay.
nobody there.
You go to boarding school at night?
Yeah, I guess so.
That was a special moment, though. You're right, Carla.
But that was really a good moment.
Yeah, it was a good moment. She, you know, Tasha kept it 100 with Tariq about how she and Ghost, they grew up in Queens and in the hood, and they just didn't want their kids to have the kind of life that they had, so they lied to their kids about what they did for a living and all kinds of stuff. So it was just
a really
good
scene. But why
are we
dropping him off at night, though?
I don't know.
I when is chicken? When is chicken in town? Are they late?
Right.
Don't you check in until 5 and then after that they close?
Right.
You want to make sure you're first in line.
I just want the writer to know this should have been during the day. That's all I want the writer to know. Okay.
All right. Moving on, nephew. Ghost is trying to get revenge, you know, for baby girl's death, Raina, you know. Mm. And then Tommy, he wants to get revenge for Raina's death, too, but he's trying to make money. Kanan, he's just in it to be in it for his own reasons. 50.
Can I just say this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Without being disrespectful, I just have to say this.
What?
I don't know what 50 Cent is saying.
You don't understand.
They need a little man in the corner. What he is saying is...
They need Trump's interpreter that he had with
them.
But Kanan, hey, he bought into the business, just like Kat and Kat just said it. He bought into the business, so he is in. And finally, I love Lorenz Tate. He is doing his thing.
He's about to be gangster, y'all.
Yeah.
He's so good.
A consummate Tate. But Fancy from the Jamie Foxx show. Well, all right then, Fancy.
Well, all right. But...
Fancy in there?
Right, Garcelle.
Yeah, Garcelle Bouvet,
she got busy. And then Angela, she's getting busy herself. You know, she's doing her little thing. Sidebar, Diego cannot stand Dre. So we're going to see what's going on with that.
Who naked the most? Because they stay naked over there. Who?
Ghost.
Ghost is naked. Yeah. The way that, well, no, I shouldn't say that. Moving on, we love Spanky. I love the character Spanky, the guy, one of the gangsters, the guy that wear the glasses, the little spiky glasses.
Yes.
I love Spanky. I want to see more of him.
We want him to move up.
Yeah, I think he's going to turn on Dre anyway. All right, so that's episode of Power. Real Housewives of Potomac. I got to move along. I got a lot to talk to you guys about. I love Giselle. She be wrong sometimes, but I just love me some Giselle on the Real Housewives of Potomac. Yeah, the ladies are in France. They're celebrating Monique's birthday, but you know Giselle and Robin, you know, they be rolling up together hanging out. And, you know, Monique invited Giselle to her room to apologize or try to explain what happened, but you know your girl Giselle was not having it. I love her. She said that she just wanted Monique to know that she knew that what you were doing. You knew what you were doing when you were inviting my ex-boyfriend Sherman's ex-wife to their circle and getting her to come out to events and stuff. So Giselle was just letting Monique know, you tried it, but I caught on to what you were doing. And side note, has anybody go to Steve Harvey FM on social media? I want you guys to check out Robin Dixon. her haircut. She cut her hair off. This girl's haircut is fly.
Yeah, welcome to the short hair club. Yes, 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 yes. She is so fly.
Everybody's going to be running to the salon.
I hope my wife listening to that one.
Yeah, well, your wife has rocked a hairstyle cut just like this and the color. Jackie has done that before.
Are you crazy?
Can I say this?
Have you lost your entire mind, your whole mind?
I don't know what I'm going to get, when I'm going to get it. I just don't know. I don't know if it's going to be long today, short tomorrow.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. But
Okay, I got 1 minute. Listen to this. Basketball wives. Shawnee is through with Jennifer. And here's my social media question. I want you guys to hit me up on social media. Do you think that Evelyn is wrong for not forgiving Tammy? Tammy basically, they got into it and she was basically blaming Evelyn for her domestic violence incident. You remember this with Chad Ochocinco? Tammy was wrong. She was dead wrong for what she said. But if Evelyn can forgive Jackie for calling her daughter a garden tool, then... I don't know. What do you think? Hit me up on Lips by Carla. It's all social media. Respond to that question for me. And that is your reality update. We are out of time. It was good today. We'll be back at 20 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve Harvey is out on vacation, balling out of control.
Holding it down.
He's doing so much. I love it, love it, love it. And, of course, Junior's out as well, celebrating his birthday all this week, yeah. Well, here's some good news, guys. Talk about black excellence. A 12-year-old girl from the south side of Chicago just earned her second degree from Excelsior College in Albany, New York. Her name is Dorothy Jean DJ Tillman. She already had an associate's degree in psychology from the College of Lake County. Now she has a bachelor's. Isn't that fantastic? She has a bachelor's in liberal arts. Okay, little Dorothy. She's 12 years old, Tommy, 12 years old. Little Dorothy's mom, Jim Alita, refers to her daughter as Dorothy Genius, and she revealed that her child care provider first noticed how quickly her daughter was learning. The homeschool student, Dorothy was homeschooled, started doing double digits in math when she was 3. By age 8, she was learning high school modules. The next stop for Dorothy will be attending graduate school to earn a master's in environmental engineering. She explained with environmental engineering. I know, this is big, right? This little smart girl. It's all about helping people, the environment, and that's just what I love to do. That's what makes me happy. But she will take a place, take a couple of gap months to enjoy being with her friends. So she is going to get a chance to be a kid. That's
what's her mama's name?
Her mom's name is Jemalita.
Jemalita, your baby ain't smarter than me.
Oh, boo.
I don't care about all these degrees and stuff like this. How your baby call in here and see if she's smarter than me. Your baby ain't smarter than me. We finna ask your baby some questions. Your baby don't know. Okay? We not finna ask all these science questions. Your baby is not smarter than me, Jalita. Jalita, is she listening?
Jalita.
Jubilee.
Tommy, the baby is 12. Dorothy is 12 years old.
I don't care about that baby being 12. That baby ain't smarter than me.
She's studying for her master's. She's going in for her master's.
I don't care what kind of master's she's studying for. All I'm saying is the baby ain't smarter than me.
You put your baby off a loss talking trash.
That's fine, though, Jay.
Thank you, Jay. You lost.
What's the mama name again?
Jemalita. You can't even remember her mom's name.
Jemalita. Call in here and put your baby on the phone. Let's see what's really happening. Call in here and put your baby on the phone. And I promise you, your baby ain't smarter than me. I promise you that.
Tommy, she was doing double digits in math at 3. What were you doing at 3?
I was counting diapers at 3. I was counting diapers, okay? I don't know
what you say, Jay.
You a single digit in losing, so what are you talking about?
Hey. I ain't lost that many now. I beat this baby. Had a baby call in here and see what happened.
Okay, well, let's do some double-digit math right now. What's 24 times 23?
Oh.
What?
You heard me.
Girl, you don't ask me stuff like that.
What do you mean she can ask you?
You're so smart.
Jubilita don't be doing her baby like that just off the cuff.
You don't know that.
Call Jubilee and let's get her on the phone.
Her name is Jemalita. Her name is Jemalita, first of all. And the baby genius, who is 12 years old, her name is Dorothy. And okay, Dorothy
don't
Jean.
Know 12 times 23 just off the cuff.
Well, she said 24 times 23. First of all, you got. First of all,
and
that's
matter of fact, her mama got an old name, so the baby probably. Yeah, Jimelita. You know how many Jimelitas you know? And
she's
Dorothy.
The only one.
Is the baby named Dorothy?
Dorothy Jean. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, Dorothy Jean. Yeah, that baby is not 12. That baby is not 12.
She is 12.
That baby 32.
Why are you mad about this?
All the Dorothys I know is 40 and up.
Please, little Dorothy and your mom, Jimelita, go to SteveHarveyFM.com and register to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? Because we know you are. And we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up right after this.
I ain't losing to no cheering.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we got to say, this is big. We might need a drum roll for this one, Kat. This is big, man. Someone we love. Cedric the Entertainer, we have to say congratulations to him, guys. He will be receiving his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame today. Woo! Congratulations, Ceddy Set!
Sweet new!
Ceddy, Jackie, Robinson.
I know.
Achievement,
baby. That's so awesome, yeah. So he put on the gram tomorrow, he put this on yesterday, tomorrow I'm in these streets. What a blessing. Literally, he will be on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So congratulations, Sid. Yeah, that's it from the Kings of Comedy, baby.
Back that thing up, baby.
Yeah, congratulations. We're so proud of you, Sid. You deserve it. You deserve
about him bagging up that deuce in the quarter.
Yeah, with that cigarette hanging out the side of his mouth, girl.
You gotta have a cigarette dangling, man. Yes. That's part of it. Yes.
The only man that can rock a sleeveless suit, man, is Ceddy.
A vest suit? That boy can wear a vest suit. But a three-quarter vest suit.
He made it look cool, man. You know what, dog? Take the sleeves off. I'm gonna wear it like that. You know what happened? Said he went to get his suit and the sleeves weren't finished. He said, I'm gonna just take it like that.
That was real.
My show tonight, dog. My show tonight, man.
Dog, my show tonight. I got
I love his joke about Bominicious.
Oh, man.
They were calling, you know, this guy, they were calling him Bominicious, Bominicious.
Let me tell you something.
But it was by my initials. Call me by my initials, not Bominicious. They were calling him Bominicious.
Barbershop is
my
favorite.
I didn't do that joke any justice, Sid.
Barbershop
Sid.
Is my favorite, Sid.
If a man ain't dog in the barbershop, well, where can the dog?
That right there, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, he was greatness in that. He really was.
He was.
Said,
I used to love his variety show. After the Steve Harvey show when he played,
that was
you
good.
Know. Yeah, his
Man
variety show was great because his name is worthy of him, the entertainer. He can sing, he can dance, he's a comedian, an actor. He does it all. So, you know, Cedric the Entertainer. But congratulations. Yeah.
What's your favorite? Wendy was in there too. Huh? Do you remember that? Wendy was in that. Wendy was
in
that she show.
Oh, in his show, in his variety show. Absolutely.
You're right,
Tommy.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But y'all know what my favorite is with Sid.
What?
When
you talk to him on the phone, that. when he says goodbye, it's always Oh, Sid, congratulations for that.
Sid,
you know Steve
star,
would love
baby.
That.
Yeah.
Steve would love that, but Steve's on vacation. Mm. And, we wish you just all the best. Continued success,
congratulations,
Sid. Continued success. Yeah.
Yeah, Steve going to bring his rich ass back in here with attitude. So we get back.
Why you say that, Tommy?
He always come back with a rich attitude. Just be angry.
Yeah, right. Tommy's right. He's good for 2 days once he's back.
And then after that, he just
same old Steve?
Yeah.
So. Champagne problems.
We'll enjoy those first 2 days when he's back.
Well, you guys go ahead and talk about him. Carl and I will be joining him in Paris.
Kicking it.
I want y'all to
so
go
we
have,
have
good time.
We have nothing but love for him right now. Yeah. Nothing but love. Yeah. Yeah.
We got love for him.
Oh, I know you got love
but
for
him. But we going to talk about him.
But we got extra love, meaning we're
talk
not
about
talking about him right now. Yeah.
Talk about him dead to his face.
But we love our boss because he goes on vacation and then he has us join him the last week.
The last week.
Kick it with him.
Yes.
I told him.
I can top that. He hired me. I don't know what the hell y'all talking about.
I told him to cut his mustache for his vacation. Just take it down.
Oh, no, he ain't going to do that.
He's not going to do that. The way he talks about his lips, he's not going to do that.
The big mustache is on the show, Tommy. You won't even know who he is, man.
Right.
I just want to see him with a naked face for one time.
That's to cover up his lips, Tommy. You know that.
Okay.
You know
but
that.
He's on the gram kicking it. Steve is balling. Oh, he texted me yesterday talking about I'm balling. I said, yes, you are.
But that is about his time limit. After 2 weeks, you will hear one of us is going to hear from him. One of or all of us. He'll text us because that's the way he does it. He misses us. He just misses us.
He texts me in all caps. I'm balling.
That's his way of saying hello, you know.
Yes. He misses us, We miss you too, boss. We miss you.
We love
CEO.
You.
CEO,
I could hear him now. And what is your ignorant ass doing today? Hello.
All right, well, listen, we're going to come back and close out the show, guys, and you guys have some closing remarks for us, we understand. All of that's coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Don't forget, tomorrow at 7:20 Eastern, 6:20 Central, we are going to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, we are.
You lost today, baby. A loyal listener.
In your face.
And Nephew Tommy. A loyal listener.
Hate so much,
and Nephew Tommy. A loyal listener and Nephew Tommy will each be given 60 seconds to correctly answer our trivia questions. If you are smarter than Nephew Tommy, and please, please, please be, you could win a $100 cash gift card. Plus, you'll be given the chance to win the grand prize of $1 million of Steve's money, okay?
$1 million.
But listen, you can't play unless you register at SteveHarveyFM.com. You have to register to play, all right? Please.
You took a loss today. Okay, so.
Yeah, you did.
I lost it. So big ups to the brother that beat me.
Out of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but everybody,
water.
Everybody ain't ready. Everybody ain't ready. So, tomorrow, I got my game face back on. I'm going to be, I'm laying in the cut. Y'all, everybody can't beat me. What is that? What is that breathing? What is that right there?
Huh? We can sigh if we like want to sigh.
You don't sigh on my time or when I'm in the middle of a speech. Tomorrow is on, so bring whoever it is.
Okay, come on, smart people. SteveHarveyFM.com. SteveHarveyFM.com.
And I still want somebody from Harvard, Yale, Spelman, Morehouse, Bethune, Texas Southern, Prairie View, FAMU, what's the one in Carolina?
University of
North Carolina, A&T.
A&T, yeah. Well, I want somebody from down there. I want all professors.
You just had somebody that wasn't from any of those places, and you lost.
And from Pittsburgh, and lost. So why are you doing your shout-outs?
Thank you, Jay.
Wilberforce.
Yeah.
Okay.
Clark, Atlanta.
Atlanta, that's
come
right.
Come on. Let's go, baby.
All right, I'm
calling all professors.
Okay. $1 million at stake. We want to spend all of Steve's
college.
Money.
Howard, call me. Let's get it.
All right, tomorrow at 7:20, we'll see how it goes down. Are you smarter than Nephew Tommy? Go to SteveHarveyFM.com to register so you can play and win and beat his behind. That's what we want.
Really get into it, boy.
I never do Family Feud with y'all. Y'all are haters.
Oh, no, we got to do it together. We know you're not going for fast money, though.
Oh, I'm going for fast money.
We're going to get that established right now.
Okay.
We're
going to
make a plan. If we ever get the fast money.
You're not going.
So who on our team is me, Jay.
Carla and Shirley.
Yep. How many people is it? Five? It's five people.
And Junior.
Okay, so and Jay. Junior. Carla, Shirley, Tommy, Junior.
That's enough.
So out of us five, who going for the fast money?
Well, Carla and I. Carla and I will be going for fast money. Thank you.
Can I just say this?
This ain't about heels or pumps. That ain't what this about.
Can I just say this? We all know Junior is the fastest.
Oh, my God.
All right, on that note, it's time for closing remarks.
And Junior ain't fast. Tommy just had a bad leg. That's all that is. Let's get that understood.
Mm-hmm. Let's do these closing remarks so we can take the people home. Get out of here. Yeah, guys.
All right, listen.
You know,
go ahead, Tommy. Go ahead.
Let me get into it, Jay, and then I'm gonna let you have it. But you know, today we showed much love to the one and only Cedric the Entertainer. He received his star on the Walk of Fame. Well deserved. Well deserved.
Yes. Well deserved.
The brother has put in a plethora of works, and we want to say, man, we respect you. We're so happy for you. And but there are so many more people,
unsung heroes,
unsung, who should be on the Walk of Fame
that have never been recognized. For
never been recognized. Jay, I want to start this thing off. The man that is, the man that's in the bathroom at the club that has all the colognes and peppermints. That brother right there.
That guy needs a.
He deserves a star on the Walk of Fame. That brother deserves a star, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Love it. Definitely needs a star. Mm-hmm. You know, it needs a star, Tommy. You know, it needs a star.
Who is that, man?
When you go to church, there's always that one lonely, by themselves, untrained tambourine player.
Yeah,
that comes to church.
Yeah,
needs a star. They gotta have a star, man.
Ooh, they can play that tambourine.
Yeah, they play the hell out of that tambourine.
They're unsung,
man.
Jay.
Yeah.
Unsung.
That shade tree mechanic that fixed your car. At the, you know, when nobody else would touch it, that brother deserves a star.
Deserves a star.
He does.
Yeah. All right. All right. Thank you. We love you. Bye bye.
Silly.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.